Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is June 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I've been arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from anxiety, fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things in life I have been set free from. And a special thanks to my dad in northeastern Montana who caused me to be in this world. But he is the sheriff in northeastern Montana, and I am a sheriff's daughter. So praise God you guys are tuning in this morning at 6:30 a.m. or if you're listening to the podcast. Thank you for doing that. I really do appreciate it. So I just want to kind of recap, but explain to you where I'm at. Right now, I've been talking from Romans chapter 1, verse 21, where it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." I'm to the section of that verse talking about your imagination. I kind of finished up last week with that. So I just want to pick that up from last week. So your imagination is everything, you guys, but it's a progressive thing, glorifying God, being thankful, and then your imagination kicks in. So we can't separate them all. We can't be like, okay, well, I really want my imagination to start working for me. No, it doesn't work that way. You need to glorify God. You need to place value and esteem upon the things that God speaks to you, on the things that the Word speaks to you. When the Word says that you are righteous, because that's the basis of this whole teaching that I've been doing now for a couple months, is righteousness. So when the Word says you are righteous, despite what you see in your flesh, what you see in your actions, what you see that you're struggling with, whatever it could be, despite that, you are going to put more value upon the fact that God says you are right with Him when you believe on Jesus. Only when you believe on Jesus are you right with God. So I just got to throw that out there, because if you haven't believed on Jesus, you are not right with God. Here's the sad fact. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for all sin. That's past, present, and future sin. So in actuality, every person in the entire universe that ever was, that ever will be, their sin has been paid for through Jesus. Now, it does them no good unless you put faith in it. Faith is just your positive response in what Jesus has already done, what God has already provided by grace through Jesus. So unless you have believed on Jesus, you are not right with God. But once the minute, the very second you believe on Jesus, you are a new creation. You are created in righteousness and true holiness. You are so right with God. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, period. But a lot of us don't know that. So you are right with God. You got to place value and esteem. That has to rise above every other truth that you know, because that is the ultimate truth. And that is the truth, folks. Some of you don't want to believe it. And if you've grown up in church, it's a lot to swallow, because I don't know that we always hear that. You know, churches, they may be preaching the grace of God, but I know it has to be really strong. Just like the Apostle Paul, he preached the grace of God and he was persecuted for it. But he preached it so strong that people were just like dumbfounded, bewildered by it. And so if you're not hearing it that strong at church, chances are you're slipping into this works righteousness mentality, meaning I am only right with God when I do good. And then I'm, you know, on God's bad side when I do bad. No, here's the truth of the matter, folks. When you believe on Jesus, you are right with God, period. And that has the power to change your life. That's why I've been talking about righteousness. So glorifying God, putting value and esteem on what He says above everything else. Number two, being thankful. Because once you start doing the first step, once you start putting value into, just like I'm talking about with righteousness, man, the automatic next thing is like, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that maybe I messed up last night. Maybe I did a piece of stupid, but yet I am right with you. That is thankfulness. And if you haven't listened to my previous episodes, you need to, because the last couple of episodes I've been talking about thankfulness, and I'm telling you what, it will set you free and make you whole. Nobody that is walking around depressed is thankful. I'm sorry to say it. Depressed people are not thankful people. Depressed people are self-centered people. They are people that just think about themselves and me, and everything's affecting me and all this stuff. And, you know, it's like, call the whambulance, because it's just, and I listen, folks, I love you. If you're depressed and you can think, oh, well, no, it's not my fault. It's all this stuff. No, it's not. It's how you're allowing it to affect you. Because guess what? Just like I said, when you get born again, you are created in righteousness and true holiness. You have joy on the inside of you. That is who you are. It's not what people do to you that affects that. It's how you allow it to affect you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. I just pray that you're grasping this. So I love you, depressed people, but you need to get out of the realm of self. Andrew Womack always says, if you are all wrapped up in yourself, you make a pretty small package. And I'm telling you what, I've been there, I've dealt with it, and I thought there was no end in sight. And then looking back at it, I can see now that I was just completely self-centered. I was so wrapped up in myself and what everybody was doing to me and all the bad stuff that was happening in my life, the majority of which were all because of bad choices that I made. So let's just clarify that. But you can just get so wrapped up into yourself and you never think about anyone around you, you know? So I just want to encourage you, snap out of it. Snap. It's just that simple. But it just takes some self-control, which you have on the inside of you when you get born again. So it's a win-win situation, folks. You know, I was meeting with this gal this week, and she was talking about she's young, not only by age, but just kind of young in the Lord. And so we meet every week, and or most every week when time allows for it. And she was talking about, well, what, she's like, what do you do with, you know, like, what if this doesn't work? Like, God has told me to do this thing, and what if God doesn't work? And this is what I told her, and it just came out of my spirit. I don't know that I've ever thought of it before, but I'm like, you got to take the what ifs out of it. You look, folks, as a born-again believer, you win. And see, this ties into your imagination. This ties into being right with God. You win because you are right with God. Take out the what-ifs. Step out in faith. If you have a desire for something and you're seeking God, I mean, no, not if you're desiring your friend's wife. That is not a godly desire. But if you are desiring things that are based on the word of God, step out and do it. And don't think of the what if. You know, I'm going to talk about this more because I really want to get into her imagination. Because here's the deal. She's believing for some amazing things. This friend of mine, she's believing for some amazing things from God. And she feels like God has spoken this to her. And I have no doubt that it is from God. But there's always timing involved, and there's always you involved. Listen, folks, God is not going to place you in a spot where you're going to hurt people or hurt yourself. It's just not going to happen. So that's where the timing, and God knows you better than you know you. So I don't know why I'm getting off on this, other than I know that there's somebody out there listening, and take the what if out of it, because you are so right with God, you win. Period. You are always a winner. You will always come out victorious. And you gotta believe that. And that's where your imagination needs to go. And it can only go there if you're glorifying God and if you're thankful. Because look, you can look back at your life and look back at those decisions that maybe they were tough decisions, but you felt like God told you to do it. And he brought you through. And with a thankful heart, you can look back and go, wow, God, you're so good. You're so faithful. And so this current situation that I'm in, my imagination will automatically go into, hey, look, I win. And that's what I'm saying. You take the what if out of it. If you are constantly glorifying God, if you're constantly thankful, then anything that comes across your path, you are set free from. That's how I can say I'm set free from negativity and depression and all the negative things of life, because yeah, they're going to come. I'm just telling you, if you've lived life a little bit, things are not always going to go the way you think they're supposed to go, but you can be free from it because you know at the end of the day, you win. You are a winner when you believe on Jesus. You are right with God when you believe on Jesus, and you need to let your imagination start going there. You know, I knew somebody that has went in and had a doctor's appointment and had a lump removed. And so the doctors were like, man, you are healthy. You are, this looks amazing. I mean, it's great. We just removed this blockage and we think that it's going to be great. So here's the deal. If you're not glorifying God, if you're not placing value on the fact that he said you are healed, by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. So there is no sickness that can come into your body. So as soon as people hear a lump, I mean, where did your imagination go when I said that? Oh my gosh, a lump? Oh no. Oh no. It could be doomsday. Maybe this is cancer. Oh my goodness. See, that is a vain imagination. That is an imagination that is working against you. And that's my encouragement when I was dealing with this person, was like, get your imagination. Guess what? It was a lump. So what? You know, it's nothing. It is nothing. And now the blockage is gone. So now you're good to go. I think that's amazing. And so my mind is not even going to the contrary, because I know the goodness of God, because I know the promises, and I place more value on that than I do on this world system. Then this world system is like, ooh, a lump. It must be cancer. Oh, no, it doesn't mean that at all. And praise God, if you're not able to hear the rest of this episode, or if you want to hear it again, please give me a call or send me a text message at 970-919-0459, or send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. You can also see all my episodes posted on my Facebook at Arrested and Free. So back to your imagination. You know, I was talking last week about a vain imagination. And if you look at our world today, you guys, our minds are all over the place. Very rarely will you find people. The ones that you do find are very successful because they keep their mind focused. You know, you have control over your mind. A lot of you people, a lot of you listening probably don't even think that's a true statement. But you have control over the things you think of, period. I don't know how else to say it other than you can control your thoughts. And once again, I'm going to say, if you glorify God, if you're thankful, your thoughts will be more focused on the goodness of God. You know, any situation that comes at you, it's going to be the goodness of God that comes out of your mind and your thoughts, and it's all going to be centered around that. And do you understand how much peace and contentment there is in that? I just think it's amazing. So the imagination is huge. So I want to give you some scriptures on this, because a lot of you may be thinking, imagination, really? The Bible talks about imagination? Well, yes, it do. So the first spot I'm going to talk about, and this is a negative of imagination, is in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. This is before the flood. And this is what the word says about these folks before the flood. So Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 says, "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Listen, folks, that is bad news bears right there. To only have evil imaginations continually. You know, praise God, we are not to that point, but there are a lot of folks out there that I would venture to say that every imagination they have is negative. And you can see that in our press, and you know, like everybody has this crazy vehemence either for Trump or against Trump. And yeah, I'm saying Trump in my radio show. Luckily, nobody knows where I live, so praise Jesus. You can see this vehement anger and It's craziness. It is craziness, the hatred towards Trump. It really is. But, you know, your mind is all over the place. So your mind is like, oh, the poor animals, the abused animals. Listen, folks, I love animals. I grew up on a ranch. Animals are in my heart. I am an animal lover. But when you are going to persecute and prosecute people because they're abusing or killing animals, yet you are pro-abortion of people that are killing babies, I'm just here to tell you that your imagination is vain. That is an evil imagination. I don't know how you can justify killing a baby, but yet, you know, you're so holy and sanctified by protecting these animals. We just need to get our value system straight, folks. And if we glorify God, if we're thankful, if our mind is stayed on Him, our imagination works for us. And then we're not going off on these tangents that are like crazy. I just don't even get it. I look at it sometimes and it can start to rob my peace. And listen, I don't let anything rob my peace. So I quickly shut that stuff off because it is just mind-boggling to me. And look, once you have tasted peace, once you have tasted pure joy, once you have tasted being in the will of God, none of that stuff matters and you will shut it off quickly. So in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, it talks about before the time of the flood, God saw the wickedness of man on earth and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That is bad, folks. And we have those examples, you know, the serial murderers, I would venture to say that they had evil imaginations continually. And, you know, in this day, there was so much evil stuff going on, it would blow your mind. But we're working our way that direction. However, we have a globe, a whole world full of believers believing on Jesus. And you know what? That keeps that evil at bay. So don't fear. Don't worry. Let's go to the next scripture. It's in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 15. And it says, and they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers. This is speaking of the children of Israel. And his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity. There's that word vanity again in regards to a vain imagination. And it says, and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord hath charged them that they should not do like them. So God had already spoke to the Israelites. And remember, this is the old covenant, folks. And I've spoke about that a lot. So this is how God was trying to be like, follow my ways to do what I tell you to do so that it might go well with you. Because when you start to enter and became, and it says they became vain, and then they went after the heathen that were round about them. This is what happens. And this is where we see the current status of the church world is that it's broke. It's sick. It's a joke because they're not, they're following after the heathen ways. That means you can't tell the difference in on average between a believer and an unbeliever these days. And that is a sad state of affairs because we are called out. We are sanctified. We are set apart to live better, to constantly have joy, to not be depressed. Oh, man. And I'm not trying to condemn you as being a born-again believer and being depressed. I'm just saying you need to get your thoughts right. I'm just saying you need to renew your mind through the Word of God. Because what happens is when we start to go the flow with the rest of the world, we look no different. And we're not that light that God has called us to be, that light on the hill that people can go, hey, there's something different about you. Why is it that you're always happy? It doesn't matter. Or you can be going through a high stress situation with joy and peace. And somebody, you know, somebody is going to look at you and go, how can you just be so calm and collected during this situation? Well, guess what? Because my imagination is in vain. My imagination knows that I win in this situation. So it doesn't matter what it looks like. You can be in the middle of a storm. And, you know, you have these examples of Jesus walking on top of the water in the middle of the storm, or Jesus asleep in a boat in a storm where fishermen, it was like their life. This was their life profession. So it isn't like they were novices in a boat. But no, the boat is being tossed to and fro to the point where they think they're going to die. This had to be a really bad storm, you guys. And it says that they went to the back of the boat and they had to wake Jesus up. That is one of my favorite stories. You know why? Because Jesus was so unconcerned by the storm. He was so unconcerned because his imagination knew. He knew he was going to the other side of the lake. Period. And they had to wake him up. That's how much peace you can have in any situation. It does not matter, folks, what is going on around you. You can have that ultimate peace. And here in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 15, it says, this is what happens when you don't listen to what I'm telling you. When you don't understand how right you are with God and you become vain. You don't keep your mind focused on that stuff. You start wandering after. They went after the heathen that were round about them concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. Look, God is saying, don't do that. Don't walk into that. And praise God, you have the ability to do it, but your imagination, your mind needs to stay focused. Focused on the word of God. Focused on the goodness of God. Focused on the fact that you are right with God. It's not a side product, folks. It's not something that you like, oh yeah, you know, maybe think about once a day. No, this has to be an everyday thing. And once it is, you can be set free from negativity, discontentment, pain, depression, all of the negative things in life you can be set free from. Praise God. So I'm coming to an end, and I just want to leave you with a scripture reading today. And it's going to be that 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 15. And it's says, and they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers and his testimonies, which he testified against them, and they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them concerning whom the Lord hath charged them that they should not do like them. So I just want to encourage you folks. And here's my question for you. So I know everybody, if you look back, and this is what I want you to do, I want you to look back in your life to think of a scenario or a situation where your imagination worked against you. Maybe you heard that your company was cutting back, and so your imagination went to, well, what if I get fired? What if I lose my job? And then the next thing you know, you got fired and lost your job. I want to hear those kind of stories. Also, in the contrary, I want you to think about positive imagination. I want you to think about in that same situation, say you hear that your company is cutting back and you walk through it, whether you lost your job or not, but you were like, I'm going to win. I know if this door closes, then God's got something greater for me. That's a positive imagination. So let me know at 970-919-0459. Or send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. And make sure and tune in next Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., or 92.5 FM. And you just have a wonderful week. Let's get our imagination going in the right direction so it's working for us instead of against us. I am so thankful for you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Hi, I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God, I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. Did you know your mind and your imagination is just like an ocean? It can be tossed to and fro. Yeah, you might think I sound a little crazy. Well, maybe I am. But tune in this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio and find out how your imagination is just like an ocean. Bye.